The world must prepare for a potential coronavirus pandemic. That's the warning from the head of the World Health Organization. Over the past few hours, fresh cases have been confirmed in countries around the globe. The number of cases worldwide of the new coronavirus is now more than 80,000 across 36 countries. China has 77,658 confirmed cases and an additional 2,824 suspected ones. But significant clusters have developed in South Korea, Japan and Iran. South Korea plans to test 200,000 members of a religious sect at the centre of the outbreak there. Well, 11 people have now died from the virus in the country, and the number of confirmed infections is close to 1,000. In the last hour, Iran's deputy health minister has tested positive for the virus. In Europe, Austria and Croatia have reported their first cases. From Italy, Japan and Singapore, our correspondents have the very latest. Let's begin with our correspondent Bethany Bell in Italy, the scene of the continent's largest outbreak.
Here in Milan, you can feel the impact of the fears about the coronavirus. The Duomo, the cathedral behind me, has been closed to tourists. No masses are taking place. There's been an impact on the Milan Fashion Week at the moment. And over in Venice, which should be celebrating the climax of the very famous Venice Carnival, those celebrations as well have been stopped because of fears of the virus spreading. A cluster of towns in Lombardy and also a couple in Veneto involving about 50,000 people have been quarantined, and this is an area where they had a spike in the number of cases. The authorities are hoping that if they can try and keep people from moving out of those towns, they may try and be able to halt the spread of this disease. Meanwhile, though, it seems to be spreading to other countries in Europe. Just over the border in Austria, officials have confirmed the first two cases we understand to have been occurred in Austria itself, two people in the state of Tyrol. This is something which certainly here in Italy is creating a great deal of concern. We've just come from the area close to the quarantine zones. People there are nervous. Some people say that the government has not reacted quickly enough, and they say it's very important that people should stick to these measures. Other people say this is perhaps somewhat of an overreaction and that panic is the thing that people have to be the most afraid of.
Well, the authorities here are growing increasingly concerned about a rising number of cases. Until now, the picture in Japan has largely focused on the cruise ship, the Diamond Princess, which is still moored, incidentally, just down the coast in the port of Yokohama, although the vast majority of passengers have now disembarked after well over 2 weeks in quarantine. But separate to the 700 or so cases linked to that ship, the Japanese authorities now say there are around 150 reported cases elsewhere in the country. They're dotted all over, and the concern really for the health authorities here is that they're really struggling, as are of course many foreign governments, to try and work out how and where those people became infected. It is an increasing problem. It's a big headache, of course, for the Japanese authorities, because in 5 months' time Tokyo is due to host the 2020 Olympics. At the moment, the health ministry here has said that it's too early to start talking about cancellations, but they are concerned, and they are now saying that the next couple of weeks will be crucial as to whether the outbreak here can be contained. And of course, they're looking over the water at South Korea, at a situation which the South Korean president this morning described as very grave indeed. He, of course, was visiting the southern city of Daegu, which is at the epicenter of the outbreak there. So as I say, a lot of alarm here in Tokyo. You'll notice people wandering around on the street behind me, most of them starting to wear face masks now after the Japanese government announced today guidelines for people who are starting to feel ill, telling them they should stay at home, trying to close schools if an infection is revealed there, and really, I think, gearing up for the preliminary stages of trying to control what they fear could be a much bigger outbreak.
Well, Asian markets saw mixed fortunes on Tuesday, but heavyweight indices like Japan's Nikkei tumbled more than 3% at the close because investors there, and frankly across the region, are worried about what might be a prolonged impact from the coronavirus. Now, that says cases appear to spread around the world. And I think it would be fair to say that a new reality has set in for many investors who are now beginning to realize that the spike in the number of deaths and infections from the virus has spread outside of China. And it's increasingly looking like this could be a global epidemic. Now, up till this point, there had been this sense that if China could keep the virus contained within its own borders, then yes, of course, the economic impact would be severe, but it could also be contained. Supply chains there would be hit, of course, because so much of the world's products are made in China. But most analysts that I'd talked to had said, look, this will be a short-term blip, and the expectation was that when China gets back to work, then things should begin to recover. But now, and here's the worry, that with cases popping up elsewhere and containment measures, including quarantines, are starting to be put in place, that means people aren't leaving their homes, they're not heading to the shops. So consumption, visitor arrivals, all of that could be affected. Those concerns are adding to the nervousness of many Asian investors who are already very worried about this illness, which is why we saw some sharp falls in markets on major indices in the region this Tuesday.
With Krishma Vaswani ending that update from our correspondents around the world. Well, over in South Korea, President Moon Jae-in has been visiting the city of Daegu. Now, of course, that is where more than half the country's confirmed cases have been found. He advised residents there to stay indoors, but he did promise to avoid the restrictions that China had imposed on its epicenter of the coronavirus, Wuhan.
The situation is very grave, and therefore the declaration of a special disaster zone is not enough. What's important is time and speed. There must be a clear turning point witnessed this week in the upward trend in the number of infections.
Well, let's talk now to our correspondent Laura Bicker, who is in Daegu, the centre of the outbreak in South Korea. And a reassurance there, Laura, but it's difficult, isn't it? Because, of course, there are a huge number of people who could potentially have the virus.
I've been here for 3 to 4 days now, and all I've heard is staff trying to reassure me that they're trying to get this outbreak under control. But today is the first day where I've heard medics kind of look at me and go, we're not sure we can do that. The reason is because this is becoming far more widespread. Now, when the president arrived just this afternoon, he went to thank medics. He said that they'd been doing a tough job. But just as he was doing so, not only were there a number of protesters outside shouting at him to save Daegu, a letter from a leading doctor in the region asked him for more medics. He made a plea for the 5,700 doctors in the region to come to the hospitals treating coronavirus patients to try to help them. Now, the reason is, he says that many of his staff are being put in quarantine after becoming infected or at least coming near an infected patient. And he said that his staff were passing out with exhaustion. So there is a clear need for more medics to help. Secondly, when it comes to the spread of this, yes, around half of those infected belong to one secretive sect known as the Shincheonji Church of Jesus. The race is now on to find all of these people. But there are other areas of concern. A Korean Air cabin crew member now has the virus. Another mega church, which is based in Seoul, the world's largest Presbyterian church, two of its number now have the virus. There are certain areas and pockets, including the military, where 13 soldiers have it in different provinces. So while these cases keep propping up, it means that the authorities here have to keep tracing them and trying to find out where the outbreak source is.
Okay, Laura Bickett, thank you very much indeed.